Nolte, Woody Allen defies woke blacklist as new movie starts shooting next month. By John Nolte on June 5, 2019. Multiple Oscar winner Woody Allen has defied the woke blacklist with the news his new movie begins shooting in Spain next month. And not only has Woody Allen stuck it to Hollywood's blacklisting savages with this announcement, he has secured two-time Academy Award winner Christoph Waltz in his cast, along with Gina Gershon, Spanish actress Elena Anaya, French Am Louis Garrel, Sergi Lopez, and Wallace Shawn. Allen regular who made his memorable film debut in Manhattan, 1979. The untitled romantic comedy will shoot in Spain on July 10 and is produced by Media Pro Studio. At Media Pro, we've been working with Woody Allen for 14 years. His films, like every project the group produces, have a unique personality, the company said in statement. This latest movie has all the ingredients to be right up there along with what we've become accustomed to from a director of Woody Allen's talent, an intelligent script and a first-rate international cast. In addition, we're delighted to be able to shoot the movie in a city such as San Sebastian, which has such strong ties to cinema. Media Pro was the company behind Allen's Vicky Cristina Barcelona, 2008, and Midnight in Paris, 2011. The former won Penelope Cruz a Best Supporting Actress Oscar. The latter was nominated for 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, with Allen taking home his 3rd Best Screenplay Oscar. 2 states investigated the allegation Allen molested his daughter some 30 years ago and completely cleared him. Charges were not even filed. Nevertheless, in this hysterical era of #MeToo moral panic, Hollywood still blacklisted Allen last year after the allegations were resurrected by Allen's former girlfriend and son, Mia and Ronan Farrow. As a result, cowardly and craven actors and actresses who have no respect for presumption of innocence or facts publicly denounced Allen and said they would never work with him again. This includes Ellen Page, Greta Gerwig, Mira Sorvino, Timothy Chalamet, Colin Firth, Marion Cotillard, Chloe Sevigny, and Peter Sarsgaard. The rest of the industry have completely written him off. A few brave souls, like Alec Baldwin, Javier Bardem, and Michael Caine have said they would gladly work with Allen again. Worse still, Jeff Bezos, who owns the far-left Washington Post, not only blacklisted Allen by canceling his contract with Amazon Studios, Bezos is refusing to release A Rainy Day in New York, 2019, a fully completed film. Allen is suing the fascist tech giant for $68 million over this breach of contract and deserves every penny. Velp, Woody Allen's new movie will begin filming next month. Nevertheless, he persisted, Woody Allen is set to begin filming his 51st film, with the working title Wasp 2019, in Europe this summer. Any chance you'll be stopping by San Sebastian between July 10 and August 23? Congratulations! You might get to see Allen mumbling directions to a cast that includes. According to a release, this new film will be another classic Allen movie about the foibles of falling in love while white. How barren must your soul be to judge art by the color of the artist's skin? We now await the many think pieces attacking Waltz, Gershon, and the others, that are no doubt being scribbled and spittle-flecked at this very moment. According to a statement, Allen's 51st movie will be a comedy romance about a married couple who fall in love with other people while attending a film festival in San Sebastian film. She has an affair with a brilliant French movie director, and he falls in love with a beautiful Spanish woman who lives there, the studio said in a statement. It is a comedy romance that resolves itself in a funny but romantic way. Allen has been writing and directing a movie a year since 1982, a remarkable and unprecedented run. Due to this indefensible blacklisting, 2018 was the first year in 36 years where the 83-year-old legend missed releasing a new film. Hopefully, this one will be released here in the States. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.